Talked a lot about the AFC Championship game. Some of you are ecstatic. Some of you are bent. I had Eli Manning on in hour number one. Phone lines are open right now. It's good to see him ringing. Toll free, 1-800-636-8686. More calls coming up in a moment. I want to talk more about Championship Weekend. I want to take an early look at the Super Bowl and talk about the NFL offseason. Joining us to help out with that is a national NFL writer for The Athletic. Previously covered the NFL for USA Today and The Washington Post. He is Mike Jones. Mike, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Mike, great to have you. So let me first start with Patrick Mahomes. As busted up as he was, Mike, was there any chance that Mahomes was going to let his team lose that game last night?
No, I don't think so. You just really got that sense watching his movements, knowing the way he approached the week, and then, you know, the way things unfolded late game, he was just going to do whatever it took. You know, the first half watching him, you probably wouldn't have really realized that he had been injured. Second half, there was a couple times where he was hopping on one foot and you could see him moving with more of a limp, but he continued to raise his game. It's just like, you know, poetic, I guess, that one of his biggest plays was made with his feet, as he scrambled for that, you know, that 5 yards in the first down and then drew the late hit as well. But he was just determined, no, we're not going down to these guys a fourth straight time. We are not going to get denied the opportunity to return to the Super Bowl. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that this team wins.
Mike Jones joining us. You know, Mike, nothing but respect, of course, for Joe Burrow. Absolutely love this guy. And I even love that he said that his championship window is actually his entire career. That said, as you know, nothing is guaranteed, not even right. For a guy that great. So having said that, how much of a missed opportunity do you think that was for Cincinnati, given the way they rallied in the second half, and they did have numerous opportunities to finish?
No, I totally agree with you that it was a big missed opportunity because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, right now, yes, he's young, but he's going to be up for a big contract very soon. And then you're going to have salary cap restrictions. So you're not going to be able to load up the roster around him the same way as we're seeing like this year, even with Kansas City having to trade away Tyreek Hill and having to go with kind of a committee wide receiver core instead of having, you know, real star wide receivers. There's more weight on the quarterback. And so Mahomes said it last night. He said, you know, everything happened so fast. I won MVP. I won the Super Bowl. I thought that was just going to be how it was. And I see now how hard it is just to get back there, let alone win a second one. So for Burrow, yeah, you know, they were there last year. They had a really good chance this year and fell short. And you just don't know. I think that we're going to continue to see excellence out of him, but you hope that they can continue to put the pieces around him so that way they have a chance. And, yeah, it's one that's going to sting for them because they're that close, and you just don't know. Hey, I don't think the Rams expected to have the big drop-off they did after winning the Super Bowl last year. It happens. And it's hard. You got to go through growing pains just to get back there. And we'll see what happens with Cincinnati and the guys around Joe Burrow.
I agree, Mike. I made that same point about the Rams a few moments earlier. Mike Jones is joining us. Mike, what about the NFC? The Eagles had 3 more sacks yesterday. That gives them 70 in the regular season already. I mean, it is early. But as you start to think about that Super Bowl matchup, let me ask you about this one key. How do you see the battle between the Eagles' front 7 and the Chiefs' offensive line, especially given Mahomes' health status?
Yeah, I think that his ankle will be a little stronger than what we saw last night because that was progress. But still, this is a really fierce pass rush. They had, you know, 4 or 5 guys with double-digit sacks. The way Hassan Reddick is playing right now is just, you know, he's on another level. And so I do think that there's going to be a challenge for this Chiefs team, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, to find ways to get the ball out of Mahomes' hands very quickly, finding ways to bolster their pass protection. You know, they did a decent job against that Bengals defense. But this team that they're about to go up against, this defense, I don't think that they faced a unit this fierce. And so, you know, when you look at that, you take that all into account. You know, these games are won and lost in the trenches. And if you're the Eagles, you got to feel kind of good about your chances of getting after him and disrupting his flow. Because as we saw last night, they really struggled to run the ball against Cincinnati. And a lot is on Mahomes. So if the Eagles can take away the run and pin back the ears that come after them, that really helps their chances.
I think so, right? And the only flaw, if you want to call it that, is Philadelphia's ability to stop the run. But, you know, I have faith that they can do that. It's not that they can't. They just haven't done a great job, but they can. Let me ask you this, Mike. 35 years after Doug Williams became the first black quarterback to start in and win a Super Bowl, we now have a matchup between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. How significant is this milestone matchup?
It's very significant. I know some people don't want to hear it, but it is just because of the fact, as you mentioned, okay, 35 years ago, Doug Williams was the first. And right before then, you know, Joe Gibbs believed that he could lead them to a Super Bowl, but a lot of people still did not think that a black quarterback could, you know, win a Super Bowl for a team. You know, there are still opportunities were hard to come by, and now here we are, and some people say, oh, I don't even think about, you know, their color. They're just good quarterbacks, good people. Well, that's progress in a way as well. You know, I don't believe you that you don't think about their color, but if you were just looking at these as quality young men and as excellent quarterbacks, then that's all that anybody has wanted. So in a way, it's a celebration. Here we are, finally, there are two that are out there about to go toe-to-toe, two among the best at their position in this league, which is, you know, it's very hard to get there. So it is significant. It's a sign of progress and something that shouldn't be overlooked.
Mike Jones writes for The Athletic. He is joining us right now. Mike, I thought you and a few of your colleagues had an interesting piece this weekend going into the games. You had said that you felt that among the quarterbacks, you had the most faith or felt strongly about Jalen Hurts and the way he might play this weekend. Obviously, they didn't need him to do a whole lot this weekend, but how did he look to you?
You know, he didn't look quite as, I mean, obviously, great determination. He got the job done. As a passer, there still is a little bit, you know, things look a little shaky. I'm wondering about his shoulder. But, hey, he's gutting it out. The thing that now that they are here at the Super Bowl that I wonder is, okay, they really haven't had a tough challenge. You know, the Giants was a blowout. They didn't really even have to really depend on him to throw the ball a whole lot against the 49ers. So, are you battle-tested enough to go out here and go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes? That's the real question. You know, my questions about Mahomes entering this past weekend were what he was going to be able to do with his ankle, but obviously he was able to execute at a very high level despite that. So, you know, there will be pressure on Hurts to, you know, I think the defense of the Kansas City Chiefs might struggle to figure out how to defend him, but there will be pressure on him because you know that Mahomes can score and score quickly, so he's got to find a way, Hurts does, to continue to, you know, lead the Eagles, put points on the board, and make sure that they can stay a step ahead if their defense is giving them the backing that we think that they can give them.
Mike Jones joins me for a few more moments. You know, Mike, it's been said the last few years that the running back position is completely overvalued. It's a quarterback league. It's a passing league. I mean, I'll say this. Philadelphia runs the hell out of the ball. I mean, they really run the ball. Does the running game still matter, and does it still matter, especially this time of year?
It does still matter. And look, we saw yesterday where the Chiefs struggled to run the football, but we saw the teams like Philadelphia who were able to really have that balance. It really served them well. When you're able to run the football, you can dictate the line of scrimmage. You can control the time of possession. You keep your opposing offense off the field. And it just makes you more varied. A team can't just pin back their ears, come after the quarterback. They can't just, you know, focus on loading up the box. And so I think that, yeah, the team that's able to attack with the most balance is the team that's going to have the most success. And if you look at the Eagles, not only do they have Miles Sanders that play as well and is running really well, Jalen Hurts, just the amount of things, whatever you can throw at a defense for them to have to prepare for, then that makes their job that much harder. And so, yeah, you know, I know we say this is a passing league, but this time of year, you've got to be balanced. You've got to be able to have times where you can pick up tough yards by grinding it out and controlling the clock. And so, yeah, that plays well for what the Eagles do.
We are talking to Mike Jones. Mike, before you go, and I want to ask about Kellen Moore, who already reportedly has ended up someplace else. But going back, Dallas and Kellen Moore reportedly have agreed to, quote, mutually part ways. Should we just assume that Mike McCarthy fired him? Is that what they mean by mutually parting ways?
Well, I had heard that Kellen Moore's contract was up and that there were frictions between McCarthy and him. And so there were people who felt like, you know what, they're probably going to go in a different direction there. So, you know, because there were frictions there, And because obviously there was, you know, some, I guess, disappointment. Now we hear Mike McCarthy's going to call the plays. They felt like, you know, there's no need of us continuing this relationship anymore. But, you know, since his contract is up, you can't say he was really fired. But they just decided they were not going to extend him. It's going to be interesting to see. I felt like there were a lot of times that Kellen Moore couldn't make up his mind what strengths he wanted to play to with the Cowboys, you know, and lacks consistency. Can Mike McCarthy bring that in his play calling? And, you know, will Kellen Moore find more balance and discipline his play calling for the Chargers? I don't know. Real question marks.
I was going to ask you, do you like that fit? It looks like the Chargers have already snatched him up. I mean, I know why he would want them. Good opportunity for him. But do you think that's a good fit for him and them?
I don't know if it's a good fit for them. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I would want to go work with Justin Herbert as well. But they have a really good running back in Austin Ekeler, and there were times that you know, Kellen Moore had two good running backs with Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, and didn't use them and put too much on Dak Prescott. Then there were times that he did really run the ball well. It just kind of was fluctuated what he wanted. I think that you need somebody that has great vision and consistency and discipline, and you know, hey, this is our calling card. This is our identity. When you look at the great offenses with Andy Reid, with Kyle Shanahan, or, you know, with Sirianni even, and with Buffalo, you know what they do well. You know what they're going to do. And kind of don't know with Kellen Moore what he wants to always do. So we'll see if he can find that balance and help further elevate Justin Herbert and his supporting cast.
Mike Jones, my guest. Mike, I appreciate all this content. How about one more thought? I love Miami taking the big swing and bringing in Vic Fangio to run their defense. How big of a get is he for the Dolphins?
Oh, he's a big get. He's a guy who is regarded as one of the best defensive minds in football. We know that they have a lot of talented pieces on that side of the ball there, and so now you have an aggressive guy that is known for a lot of years for producing stingy defenses. That's just going to ease more pressure on their offense and on Tua, because it sounds like that's who they say they're investing in. We'll see if that's just lip service. But either way, you've got to have, as we see, a championship caliber defense if you want to do anything. And Vic Fangio is a great guy. You know, he had a relationship, knows Mike McDaniel. And so I think it'll be a good fit.
So, because you mentioned Tua, let me ask you one quick follow. Any sense of when he's clear and out of the protocol? Or, I mean, could his career already be in jeopardy?
I have heard that he actually was clear, but they just didn't want him messing around and going to the Pro Bowl stuff. You know, there's been a couple of different conflicting things, but every sense I get is that they feel good about where he is right now, but just want to be careful. But, again, all it takes is one hit. As we've seen, he's already had multiple concussions. I'd be concerned. I definitely would address the depth of your quarterback position there because you just don't know. You hope that he'll be okay, but this isn't like, you know, he needs to get better with his passing accuracy or something. This is something that you kind of can't control, brain injuries. You can try to protect him better, but it's a scary thing.
It's a really scary thing. He's a national NFL writer for The Athletic. He previously covered the NFL for USA Today and Washington Post. He is Mike Jones. Mike, great job. Really good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing that.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Mike, well done. Mike Jones joining us. A lot of content. Lots of coverage there.